Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 17, text number 26 to 27, the divisions of faith. Sarvabe sarvabe cha satike tat prayujate shaste karmani tata sat shabda partha yujate jagne tapasi dane cha sthiti satiti choshite karma chaiva tadartiyam sakityeva vidiyate sadbhave. In the sense of the nature of the Supreme, sadbhave. In the sense of the nature of the devotee, cha. Also, sat, the word. Sat. Amazing, the word sat means the word sat. Iti, thus. Etat, this. Prayujate, is used. Prashaste, in bona fide. Karmani, activities. Tata, also. Sat, shabda. The sound sat. Partha osana pritta yujate is used. Yagne in sacrifice. Tapasi in penance. Dane in charity. Cha also. Sthiti, the situation. Sat, the Supreme. Iti, thus. Cha, and. Uchite, is pronounced. Karma, work. Cha, also. Eva, certainly. Tat, for that. Artiyam, meant. Sat, the Supreme. Iti, thus. Eva, certainly. Abhidiyate, is indicated. Translation and purport by Zavan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional service as indicated by the word sat. Performance such sacrifice is also called sat, and as are all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity, which due to the absolute nature are performed to please the Supreme Person, Osana Pritta. The word prashaste karmani, or prescribed duties, indicates that there are many activities prescribed in the Vedic literature which are purificatory processes, beginning from the time of conception up to the end of one's life. Such purificatory processes are adopted to the ultimate liberation of the living entity. In all such activities, it is recommended that one vibrate Om Tat Sat. The words Sat Bhave and Saru Bhave indicate the transcendental situation. Acting Krishna consciousness is called sattva, and one who is fully conscious of the activities of Krishna consciousness is called a sadhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, it is said that the transcendental subject matter becomes clear in the association of the devotees. The words used are satam prasanga. Without good association, one cannot achieve transcendental knowledge. When initiating a person, offering the sacred thread, one vibrates the words Om Tat Sat. Similarly, in all kinds of performance of yajna, the object is the Supreme. Om Tat Sat. The word Tat Artiyam further means offering service anything which represents the Supreme, including such service as cooking and helping the Lord's temple, or any other kind of work for broadcasting glories of the Lord. These Supreme words, Om Tat Sat, are thus used in many ways to perfect all activities and make everything complete. Sadbhave sarubhave cha sadityeta prayujate prashaste kamani tata satchadva partiyujate jagne tapasi dhane cha sthiti sadity chokshate karmachaiva tadartiyam sadityeva vidyate. The Absolute Truth is the objective of devotional service and is indicated by the word sat. Performing such sacrifice is also called sat, as all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity. The truth of the Absolute Nature performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Buddha. One more verse and we're at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Although the Bhagavad Gita continues to the 18th chapter, but the 18th chapter is the summary of the Bhagavad Gita. Second chapter is a summary of the Bhagavad Gita, and all the other chapters, more or less, are summaries of the Bhagavad Gita. And this is the summary that you can take anything from the Bhagavad Gita and find out what all the other things in Bhagavad Gita are saying. Here it mentions the verse, Satam prasangam amavirya sambhido bhavanti ritkarana rasayanam kata tajdosha rashva varga vartmani shararatir bhakti anukramishyati. So the same process described over and over again, Satam prasangam amavirya sambhido. Then in the association of devotees, what do you hear about Krishna's glories? And Krishna's glories are Sitam Prasangam Amavirya Samvido Bhavanti Rikkarana. They have to enter into the ears. So the ears is our intellect. Sound vibration can enter into our ears and stimulate our spiritual intelligence. And if we allow it to enter and digest the spiritual sound vibration, then it enters into our heart, into our mind, into our feelings. We feel something. And Bhavanti Rikkarana Sayanam Gada. And when we feel something, we can feel transcendental bliss, which brings the dead soul back to life again. The Sayanam Gada. And then rapidly one becomes liberated from the material concepts of life and realizes one's eternal, happy life. That's the beginning of happy life, is when we realize we're eternal. Imagine if you woke up one day and you realize you're going to live forever. How would you feel? It'd be hard to feel depressed. Oh my God, I'm going to live forever. How terrible. There's so much looking forward to death. This, what a disappointment. No, actually, prasanatma begins, joyfulness begins when we realize we're eternal. So, rasayanam kata, this was tajoshvarashvavargavarmi. In other words, if we get the rasayana that wakes up the soul from its sleeping condition and comes into the blissful life of Krishna consciousness, first thing is liberation from material conceptions of life. And the result is shararatira bhaktira anukramishyati. That one actually starts realizing things. Namely, I'm eternal. Krishna actually is God. Everyone is Krishna's servant. All this is called shraddha. Path of shraddha. Adau, shraddha tata, skhadasanga, tyabhajana kriya, anartha nirriti syat tato, nishta. And one comes to the platform, nishtha, firm faith, shraddha. Shraddha-ratira, bhakti-ra. Rati means bhava, means bliss, feeling, transcendental feeling. It's not the same thing as exactly as material pleasure, it's spiritual pleasure based on spiritual feelings, love for Krishna and love for everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. Sharada Bhakti, and then Rati bliss from Krishna consciousness is just one ray of sunlight, and the real sunlight is Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, beginning a real transcendental life is Prema Bhakti. Sharada Bhakti, Anu Krimishi, they all follow one after another. If we take to the path of Krishna consciousness and start experiencing some transcendental realization, at least, shraddha, if our shraddha is growing, if our faith is growing in the process of devotional service and Krishna becoming conscious of Krishna, then anukramishyati, then very quickly one comes to liberation, bliss, and love. It may seem like a slow process, but actually it's, in terms of reality, it's a very quick process. But because we're situated in illusion, it seems very slow. And we don't know how, we don't realize how perfectly Krishna set everything up just to make sure that everyone gets liberated as soon as they want to become liberated, as soon as they want to make progress. And Krishna has made it set up in such a way is that the material nature and the spiritual nature work coordinating with each other to help liberate one from material existence into the spiritual existence. So, sadbhave, sadbhave, cha, that the absolute truth is the objective of devotional service. So that may come as a surprise to some that Krishna is the object of what we're trying to do, to revive our relation with Krishna. So that will gradually be understood as one becomes humble, tolerant, appreciative, and therefore one can get a higher taste than wealth, followers, beautiful women, and even liberation. And then one can get nishtha, liberation, and actually feel oneself to be a humble Adam at Krishna's lotus feet. In other words, if one actually takes shelter of the spiritual energy, that will be naturally experienced, because that's what the whole spiritual energy is in that mood. You can't enter into fire and not get hot. So if one wants to enter into the spiritual existence, then the spiritual existence is absolute love and humility. Everyone feels themselves to be subordinate to everyone else there, servant of everyone else, including Krishna. He feels himself to be the humble servant of his devotees. So what to speak of his devotees? How could they not feel themselves to be a humble servant of Krishna? If God himself feels himself to be a humble servant, what are you supposed to do in the spiritual world? So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? I can ask here what they've understood. Devotional service is manifested in three stages: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Stanga Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. But devotional service includes all of them. So, gata sangasya moktasya gyanavastita chetasaha ijacharata karmana samagra pravilite. The work of a man who's situated in who's free from the material modes of nature and is situated in transcendence merges entirely into. Let's see. The work of a man who is unattached to the results of his work and is situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. Pramarpanam brahmahayavir brahmahana brahmahutam brahmahayavaganatantayavyam Pramarpanam brahmahayavir brahmahana brahmahutam brahmahayavatenagantavyam brahmakarma samadhinam Ahim, Brahman is the absolute person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, is sure to attain the spiritual situation, spiritual kingdom, because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, which the consummation is absolute, and the things which are offered are the same spiritual nature. In other words, when we wake up and we actually try to love Krishna, when we actually become conscious of Krishna, that's all our activities, just loving Krishna and serving Krishna. It's a whole different realm of experience. But how to do that? Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavasthita chetasaha. The work of a man is unattached to the modes of nature. So we have to get free from our attachments to the modes, and it's fully situated in transcendental knowledge. So that's possible if we simply understand the basic, simple truths of Krishna consciousness. And then everything we'll do will be merged into transcendence. It's like when Srimati Radharani is offering Krishna flowers, then they're not just ordinary flowers, they're spiritual flowers infused with Srimati Radharani's spiritual energy. Anything that comes in touch with her becomes just like her. And therefore when Krishna has flowers being thrown at his feet, they're just not ordinary flowers, they're just like Radharani at his lotus feet, the same spiritual potency of love and affection. So similarly, anything we do, the result of that is really our consciousness. What the results will manifest are really dependent on our consciousness. So therefore one has to avoid acting in the modes of ignorance and passion, because the results of such activities cannot be spiritual. One has to act at least in the mode of goodness, or one should act in devotional service, actually, which means, basically speaking, in the material world, for the most part, acting in the mode of goodness in Krishna consciousness. So at least we don't become bewildered by ignorance and passion, and forget Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned that nishta means liberation. Can you say a bit more? Because usually nishta is defined as stable in devotional service.
Yeah, that's called liberation. Be stable and devoted. There's no difference between devotional service and the kingdom of God. We may not understand that completely because we're not performing pure devotional service yet. But when our consciousness is clear, that's all we're doing is devotional service, then we're liberated. Because devotional service means for Krishna. If Krishna is there, then we can't be illusion. Krishna Sarya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar. The woman is actually performing pure devotional service, then Krishna manifests himself in the consciousness of the devotee. And therefore everywhere he sees Krishna. He doesn't see anything as apart from Krishna. Just like the leaves and branches of the tree, that scene is different from the tree. So we see things in this world separate from Krishna, and we're not performing pure devotional service, we haven't come to actual consciousness of Krishna yet. Anything else? Did you have a question?
I read in Bhagavad Gita that we can also work for Krishna with mind, only with mind.
Only with mind.
Yes.
Try. we need intelligence also, at least. Without intelligence, the mind won't work properly. And the soul has to be involved too. Try to do something just with your mind. Yeah. Your mind will do its own thing, drag you anywhere. But we have to use our intelligence in Krishna's service in order to put the mind in Krishna. And that depends upon the determination of the soul. But we can do things with our intelligence, we can work with our mind also. The soul can determine to put the mind on Krishna. So that's probably in that section where it's the Brahman didn't do things physically, but he served Krishna within his mind. So that really, it's not just the mind, it's also requires the soul and the intelligence to work properly in Krishna's service. But he wasn't doing any, apparently he wasn't doing anything physically, externally. But then again, we're not really doing anything physically and externally anyhow. The soul is only desiring, and Krishna understands it. What the soul is desiring, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. And then Krishna arranges either the material energy or the spiritual energy to manifest itself. So if the soul desires Krishna, to serve Krishna, then Krishna could also have the appear in the mental energy, the subtle energies, the spiritual, become spiritualized. And one can serve Krishna on the mental platform. But it's not just the mind that's working. It's the soul. Krishna is also there. And the intelligence is there. But he's just working with the subtle energy rather than the gross one. Anything else? Is the other still alive? So what did you understand Mukunda wrote from the lecture? You have to give him the microphone. Mukunda. He's the one with the yellow shirt. Give us some of your insights.
Some of the insights. This is the last before the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita. This is what I. This was where you started.
Said, isn't it? We're coming to the end of the Bhagavad Gita. But don't worry, there'll be a summary again, so we won't forget it. Anything else?
Not out of the blue now.
What about the red?
No.
Yellow? You have a yellow shirt on? Who would like to say something? Ananda, let Ananda, he's our scholar here.
I would ask them.
Hare Krishna.
So this is the section about the conclusion of the 17th chapter, Om Tat Sat. What this Om Tat Sat means practically within this context? Because it looks like, or seems like, it's not so connected with all this, you know, topic about Shraddha and then Trimos, charity, and how this concludes this topic of Om Tat Sat.
Well, this is bliss, knowledge, and eternity. Om is Krishna. Tat is awareness of everything in relation to Krishna, how everything is related to him. And Sat is eternality.
Right.
So Om Tat Sat means the three things, bliss, knowledge, ananda, and chit. Bliss, knowledge, and eternity.
Yes, because he said that by chanting Om Tat Sat, things become transcendental, or something like that, right?
Well, Krishna's there, it becomes transcendental. Don't forget Om. Then we see Tat Sat offering to Krishna. I think this was explained in the previous verses, the ones we just read, or you read. that taught and said, Tasmaromiti Dharita Yagne Dharita Pakriya Pravartante Vidanota Satam Brahmavadina. There's a, the chapter deals with three things: dana, yajna, and tapas, which happen to be related to the grihasthas. We remember in the beginning, I think it's the beginning of this chapter, on it's the 16th chapter. Where Krishna explains about the divine and demoniac natures. Here he says, Abhayam Sata Samshudir Jnana Yoga Vyavyasiti Dhanam Dhammas Tajadnascha. Sacrifice, charity, and austerity. Tapas, dana. These are what the grihasthas. And of course, as far as austerity, that's for the vanaprasthas. So this is the path of gaining Krishna consciousness. And what we can achieve in brahmachari life, we practice as dhanam, giving in charity, yajna, and sense of mind control, dhammas. And then it further advances that one practices austerity, when it becomes detached from the material nature. Then the spiritual nature manifests itself in fearlessness, liberation from material conceptions, transcendental awareness, and then pure love of Krishna, purity. So this is Om Tat Sat. Purity, sat, eternality, abhayam, tat, knowledge of how everything is related to Krishna, and ultimately love for Krishna, Om. So this is repeated, the same things. And therefore, everything that's done should be directed towards those three things. That is, working as a soul, sat, understanding everything clearly, tat, and working with love for Krishna, Om. Is that clear? Tasna Om Mitidharita Jagna Dana Tvapriya Pravartande Evidanota Saratam Brahmavadinam. Therefore, transcendentalists undertake the performance of sacrifice, sharing penance, and performance with scriptural regulations, beginning all with Om to attain the Supreme. Because Om is Krishna. We read that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, A-U-M. A is Krishna, I think U or is M. One of them is Livyantes, the other one is Srimati Radharani. So within Om is the spiritual world. But in order to understand that, then we have Tat. Without desiring fruit results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, sharing penance with the word Tat. The performance of such transcendental activities to get free from material entanglement. In other words, offering everything for Krishna's service, karma yoga, and then sat, sadbhave, which we're dealing with now, sadbhave, sadbhave cha, that everything should be understood in relation to Krishna. So tat is to do things for Krishna's service, utilizing the energies, Krishna's service. Sat is understand how everything and everyone is related to Krishna. So we come to the transcendental situation, Om Tat Sat. So devotional service includes three of them: Om Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. That's Om Tat Sat. They're not separate. And then the final verse, we don't want to spoil it. He has to come back. The next verse. The next verse summarizes it. Anything else? What did you understand? Microphone. It's the lady back there.
Mom.
What's that?
I don't know what to say.
Om Tat Sat. Just say Om Tat Sat. Could you say Om Tat Sat?
Om Tat Sat.
Perfect. Anything else? Okay. Gurudev Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.